We're back here on KSOM on our pregame show. It's our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show as we get ready for this Class A state championship game between Tri-Center and West Hancock. Joining us now is the head coach for the Trojans, Ryan Schroeder. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your football team as you come into this big matchup against the Eagles?
You know, we're feeling pretty good. You know, we came, got back, you know, late Thursday night, of course, and got up for school Friday morning and watched some film after school on Friday, and the boys came in, you know, just ain't no different than it was, you know, halfway through the season. So I love the focus they have, that, you know, the just the drive they have, and, you know, one of them said it, like, there's nothing to celebrate yet. So I love that attitude and the focus that they have going into the final.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, for these kids, 40 years down the road, it's gonna this game will determine how they celebrate that. You know, they'll be brought back to as a team, probably paraded onto the field, and everybody will celebrate the greatest year in school history in football. And it's just going to be, how is it going to be remembered? Is it going to be remembered, well, we did everything but couldn't win the big one, or it was a dreams come true? I mean, can you even imagine it like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to put it into words, you know, but in the same breath, I can't imagine it like that. You know, just with this group, it's been, you know, it's been a storybook, to be honest with you. And a lot of people have said that, you know, but to have the support that we've had all season, you know, with the community and the kids just, you know, totally bought in, like every ounce of them, you know, wants this thing. So, yeah, I, you know, honestly, I can't imagine it, you know, so it's kind of fun having that mindset. And, you know, that's the thing that's kind of cool. You know, like I said, when we showed up on Friday, it was like, not only the players, but all the coaches, just like, okay, let's go back to work.
Sure. I mean, when you look back at that semifinal game, there were so many great things that happened. But for that defense to produce negative plays at key opportunities and give the offense the chance to make some plays, I thought was particularly huge. You know, how do you feel like this defense has continued to evolve throughout the season?
Well, they've continued to work harder, and therefore they've continued to get better. I mean, when we talked last week, you know, I felt like that was what it was going to, you know, come down to, and what we had to do is take advantage of opportunities. And I think we did that to a T. You know, that's the thing, you know, our defense got stops, and then when we got stops or created a turnover, our offense came onto the field and took advantage of that opportunity. So that's, you know, that's our mindset going into this Thursday as well. You know, we understand that we're not going, and I've said this, you know, 3 weeks in a row, that we're not going to stop their offense completely. We just have to stop. We have to, you know, get some key stops, you know, at the right time, and then take advantage of it on the other side of the ball. And we've been fortunate to do that, you know, to put ourselves in a situation to come home from, you know, Cedar Falls with a state championship. So that's our mindset going in, and that's what we're going to, you know, try our best to do, create opportunities and take advantage of them.
What can you say about a guy like Brenton Kramer, who's your leading tackler, and obviously he can pretty much improvise at the linebacker spot because he's got guys in front of him that allow him to make the plays. So and he can finish off the plays. That's the maybe the most important thing, isn't it? Is to finish it off. If you get the opportunity to make the plays, you still got to finish them.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and my linebacker coach, Coach Freeberg, you know, he does a good job, and we've had some darn good linebackers, you know, through the years. You know, a lot of, you know, district defensive players of the year, you know, it's the same mindset. You know, we try and keep our linebackers clean. You know, our front four guys, you know, do a good job of creating pressure and taking on blocks and, you know, occupying their front guys, and that keeps our linebackers clean. And when you can do that, you know, your linebackers can flow, they can scrape, and they can get downhill. And just like you said, you know, Brenton Kramer, just he's a physical kid. He loves to hit. You know, if he gets a one-on-one with a with a back, he's not going to back down. He's going to meet him in the hole. So that's been huge for us. And, you know, kind of our go-to, you know, since we took over the program. I mean, we're going to have aggressive linebackers that love to hit.
So West Hancock, they didn't throw a pass last week, so I imagine they might run a time or two this week in the championship game. Well, so yep. you saw ACDC, you saw St. Ansgar. How is West Hancock different from the teams you just seen?
You know, they're averaging 10. You know, they got three backs in the backfield that are averaging almost 10 yards a carry. So they're very good at what they do, running the ball, you know. So that's the difference. We haven't seen that, you know, as far as yards per carry, you know, and the discipline of their offensive line and their backs. You know, they trust each other a lot. I mean, you know, this is their fourth trip to the state final in, you know, the past 4 years. I mean, so that's the difference. You know, they've got a lot of experience at the Dome. You know, they're not going to be rattled. You know, it's a situation where we've got to come out and we've got to, you know, try and play our game as quickly as possible. So nothing, you know, we haven't done anything different in the past 3 weeks. That's what we wanted to do, and that's what we're going to try and do Thursday. You know, it's going to be, you know, right now, you know, it's the two best teams in the state right now. So we're both going to have to, you know, try and dictate the game the way we want to and see what happens when the clock runs out.
But yet at the same time, your boys have not been rattled. Maybe they should have been because they have not been here before. Why do you think that they've been able to overcome whatever nerves there has been in order to win games?
You know, I think it's just the closeness of the team. Like I think they get, they're not afraid to pick each other up, help each other out, you know. Somebody screws up, you know, we talked about it last week going into the semi. Like I told them, you know, if someone makes a mistake, you got to be there to pick them up, you know, because we've never been in this situation. We don't know how each other's going to act. So you've got to be a great teammate and pick the guy up next to you. And I thought they did a really, really good job of that. And that's the thing I'm probably the most excited about because, you know, we went into a semifinal game never having stepped foot on, you know, the turf at Cedar Falls. And, yeah, we had our jitters early, but we shook them pretty fast. And I told them last night at practice, I was like, okay, you know, now we go up there next Thursday, and we've been there before. We've done it. We've experienced, you know, the atmosphere. So now it's just time to play football.
What about their West Hancock's offensive line? You talked about it briefly there. They obviously are physical, a bunch of guys. How do you see that matchup? Your defense has been up to the challenge against some really good running block teams.
Yeah. I mean, not only myself, you know, the guys and, you know, the rest of the team, we're looking forward to the challenge. You know, that's what we want on Friday. We want a physical game. We want to be, you know, I've said it before, we love heavyweight fights. I mean, that's what we feed on. I mean, I got a bunch of guys that they're not going to back down from anybody. That's what I love about them. I mean, that's been the way I've coached football my whole life. I mean, we're not going to back down from anybody. That's who we are. That's what we've tried to create, you know, as an image, and nothing's going to change next Thursday.
And so on your offensive line, I mean, you have an unlikely guy in the middle at center and Brooks Anderson. He's only 5'4". I've never seen a guy that is 5'4" that played on the offensive line before. How does he overcome that? You know, how does he, with technique, quickness, you know, how is he able to play his position and play it effectively?
All of that, everything that you just mentioned, like he's a total package. I mean, he might be 5'6", but he plays like he's 6'2", you know, and that's no different than, you know, anybody on our team. You know, we're not the biggest team out there, far from it, but we just got guys that are going to play big. You know, that's always been our go-to. Like, it doesn't matter, you know, how big you are. It's how you play the game. And Brooks is no different. Like he loves the challenge, you know, he's not, he's the same guy as, you know, the two guys next to him that are, 6 foot one, 250 and 6 foot three, 240. I mean, he's no different than either one of those guys. He loves to play football. He loves to play hard, and he's going to get the job done one way or the other.
Well, I can imagine other people are going to take him lightly, and I think that would be a mistake because he is a fire plug in the middle of that line.
Yeah, he is. Yep.
It's fun to watch, and a lot of times, Carter Kunze is the benefactor of that. He had minus 8 yards on his first two runs against St. Ansgar, and he comes back, and then of course had 42 yards in the first half. And he exceeds that on his first two carries of the second half and then breaks the 57-yarder that pretty much put the game away after that crazy sequence of events that allowed the Saints to come back. I'm sure he never ceases to amaze you in what he can accomplish on a football field. And not only that, but make plays on defense as well.
Yeah, Carter's a heck of an athlete. It's nothing more than that. He's a heck of an athlete. He loves the game of football and, wants to play at the next level. And, he's put in the time going to camps and he's put in the time in the weight room. And, he wants to be there for his teammates. That's why every time, he does an interview or, he talks to somebody after the game, he's calling out his teammates, he's giving them the credit, and like you said, he reaps the benefits of it, but Carter's a total team player. And that's what makes him as good as he is he understands that, it takes 10 other guys on the field to make him have a big night. So, whether it's offensively or defensively, he's just, I've said it before, he's our go-to guy. If we need something, we got to go to him, and I'll never be afraid to, walk up to him and say, "Hey, Carter, you got to get this one for us." And he's like, "Yep," and goes to work.
Well, and he finishes. He's a finisher, no doubt about it. So overall, Coach, what are your keys to this football game to walk off the football field hanging that number one trophy?
Play our game. That's what we got to do. We got to play our game, give ourselves a chance, which I know this group of young men and that's their mindset going in. I mean, like I said, we're not celebrating anything. There's nothing to celebrate yet. That's the way these guys think. So give ourselves a chance, play our style of football, be physical, do our best to control the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball, and we'll be just fine.
Coach, really appreciate your time here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show, and best of luck here today against Wes Hancock. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
Ryan Schroeder, head coach for Tri-Center Football, with us here on KSOM.